Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
glory to Jesus. It is another beautiful day, my dear listener, and I welcome you to another broadcast of Moment of Truth. My name is Brother Chris, and I'll be sharing the Word of God with you. Please let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy, and for giving us this opportunity to listen to your Word. Heavenly Father, I ask that you speak to everyone listening to this message, and let your Spirit use the words that they are about to hear to transform their lives and perform the miracles that they need. I ask this with thanksgiving and in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For any situation that someone is in this world, there is someone who had passed through the same situation in the past. There are no positions that people occupy today and conditions that people find themselves nowadays that have not been occupied or experienced by people in the past. Everything we have now has always been, because there is nothing new under the sun. If you are rich today, I want you to know that there have been rich people in the past. If you are poor today, there have been poor people in the past. If you occupy political office today, then know that people have also occupied political offices in the past. This applies to every type of position and condition in this life. And because of this, no one can use the position he occupies or the situation he finds himself as an excuse for not serving and obeying God. If in the past rich men served God, then a rich man today does not have any excuse not to serve God. If poor men served God in the past, then a poor man today does not have any excuse not to serve and worship God. And that is why the Bible says, "O man, thou art inexcusable." So in today's broadcast, we shall be considering the topic that says, the cloud of witnesses. The cloud of witnesses. And my Bible text will be taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews 12, verse 1. And it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." This Bible passage tells us that there are great witnesses surrounding us living in the world today. Not just one or two witnesses, but great cloud of witnesses. Witnesses that represent every position and every life condition. And because of these witnesses, the Bible says, we should remove every heavy load and every little sin that is making it difficult for us to run the heavenly race. These witnesses include those people who, despite their positions and life conditions, served God in the past. And these witnesses are going to testify against us if we fail to obey and serve God. And they are called witnesses because when they were on earth, they experienced the same things that we are experiencing now. So let us look at some of these witnesses. The first witness we shall consider is witness to the rich. Witness to the rich. The Bible tells us that in the past, there was a very rich man called Job. This man was wealthy. He had riches. He had sons and daughters. He was, in fact, the richest man in that part of the country. But though he was very rich, the Bible said that he was a perfect and upright man who feared God and hated evil. We read this in the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Job 1, 1 to 3. "And if Job was very rich and still lived a life of righteousness and holiness, then it shows that it is possible to be rich and still serve God. Therefore, anyone who is rich today and fails to obey God and live a life of holiness and righteousness, we have no excuse on the day of judgment, because Job will be there as a witness. The next witness which I consider is the witness to the poor. Witness to the poor. The Bible tells us that there was a poor beggar called Lazarus. This poor beggar ate from the dustbin of a certain rich man. Not only was he poor, he was also sick. His body was full of sores. His poverty was so bad that he could not afford to buy bandages to cover his sores. And dogs came and licked the sores. We read about this poor beggar in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 20 to 25. Luke 16, 20 to 25. And the Bible tells us that despite his poverty and his sickness, Lazarus still served God in righteousness. He didn't go into armed robbery. He didn't go into kidnapping. He didn't abuse God. He didn't commit suicide. He continued to serve God with patience until the end of his life. And of course, Jesus said in that Bible passage that this poor beggar, when he died, was carried by angels of God into paradise. The life of this rich man shows us that someone can be poor, someone can be sick, and still serve God. Therefore, anyone in the world today who is using poverty or sickness as excuse for not serving God in holiness and righteousness, we have no excuse on the day of judgment, because Lazarus will be there as a witness. The next witness we shall consider is witness to politicians. Witness to politicians and political office holders. The Bible tells us that there was a man called Daniel. Daniel occupied a very high political office in the past. He was given the appointment at that time by the king of Babylon. And he occupied a sensitive position because he was the chief of governors. He was the chief of governors. We can read this in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 48. Daniel chapter 2, verse 48. The Bible says that despite his exalted position, this man called Daniel served and obeyed God in everything. A time came when the king of Babylon, who gave him that political appointment, wanted him to commit sin by worshiping idol. But Daniel refused. He didn't care if he would be removed from his position. He didn't care about all the benefits of his office. He stood his ground and refused to bow down to the idol, even when the king threatened to throw him into the lion's den. The life of Daniel shows us that it is possible for a politician, civil servant, or someone in political office to obey and serve God in holiness and righteousness. Therefore, anyone in such position who fails to obey God and live an upright life in this life, we have no excuse on the day of judgment, because Daniel will be there as a witness. The next witness we shall consider is the witness to youth. Witness to the youth. Many young boys and girls are running around today in so much sin and iniquity, and they think that because they are youths, God will not hold them accountable for all their sins. Some think that they are too young for God to judge them, but that is a lie. The Bible recorded the story of a youth called Joseph. Joseph was 17 years old, but he served God and lived a life of righteousness and holiness. The Bible tells us that when he was living with his parents, he did not join his brothers in doing evil. He reported them to their father. When he was eventually taken to a far country as a houseboy, this youth refused to commit fornication with the wife of his master. The evil woman did everything he could to entice and seduce him as a sugar mommy, but Joseph refused. The Bible says that because he refused to commit sin with this woman, she lied against him and he was put in prison. You can read this in the book of Genesis chapter 39. Genesis chapter 39. So the life of Joseph shows us that you can serve God in holiness even as a youth. You can separate yourself from all forms of immorality and cultism and do what pleases God. Therefore, if you are a youth today, whether a boy or a girl, and you refuse to serve God and live a life of holiness, then you will have no excuse on the day of judgment, because Joseph will be there as a witness. The next witness which I consider is a witness to armed forces. Witness to armed forces. By armed forces, I mean the police, the army, the navy, customs, immigrations, civil defense, and so on. There are those in the armed forces who use it as an excuse for committing sin and wickedness against God and against humanity. Because they have the authority to carry gun, they think it is a license to do evil. But I would like to tell such people about a man in the Bible called Cornelius. Cornelius was an officer in the armed forces. He was a captain in the band of the Italian army, and he had men under his control. Despite all this, this man feared and worshipped God with all his family. He was a prayer warrior and totally devoted to the service of God. The Bible says that instead of collecting bribes from people, Cornelius gave alms to those in need. He gave so much alms that it became a memorial before the living God. The life of this army officer called Cornelius shows us that you can be in the armed forces and still serve God in holiness and righteousness. Therefore, anyone who is a member of the armed forces today and fails to serve God by avoiding bribery, corruption, and sin will have no excuse on the day of judgment, because Cornelius will be there as a witness. We can go on and list more witnesses who served and obeyed God in the past, despite the position they occupied and despite the situation they found themselves. Having seen that there is a cloud of witnesses, my question to you, my dear listener, is: what will be your excuse for not serving God in holiness on the day of judgment? Will you say it is because you were rich? Or you will say it was because you were poor? Will you say it was because of family or business or career? Well, you have seen that there is no situation we find ourselves in this life that people have not been in the past and still served God in those situations. Therefore, there will be no excuse for anyone on the day of judgment if we fail to serve God and obey God. So if you are listening to me right now and you have been given one excuse or the other why you cannot serve God or why you cannot obey God, then I want you to know that you are making a great mistake, because there are those who were in your position and still served God. Yes, there were those in the same condition that you are in right now, and they obeyed God and lived a life of righteousness. So you cannot give God any reason why you are an armed robber. You can't give God reason why you are a prostitute or a fraudster or a ritual killer. You cannot give God any reason why you are living in lies or in bribery or in fornication or in adultery or in masturbation. No matter who you are, where you are, and what you are passing through, God will not accept any excuses from you for living a life of sin. And that is why He is sending you this message, so that you can repent of those excuses and amend your ways. God loves you and does not want you to perish. And He demonstrated His love to you by sending His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for your sins. You can make up your mind today, my dear friends, to turn away from your sins and begin to run the heavenly race. Jesus is waiting for you right now to come to Him with all your sins, with all your excuses, so that He can forgive you. Because on that day of judgment, there will be no excuse. And right now, wherever you are, you can call upon Jesus. If you want Jesus to save you, then repent of your sins and call upon His name. The Bible says, "Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The name of Jesus is the only name in heaven and earth that can save you from the judgment of God. And to call upon Jesus, you can pray with me right now. You can say, "Lord Jesus, I call upon your name. I am a sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. Have mercy on me. Forgive me and save my soul. I receive you today as my Lord and my Savior." Amen. If you said this prayer sincerely with all your heart, then I want to assure you that God has heard you and has forgiven you. But you must never go back to sin anymore. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone listening to this message who has asked you for mercy. Lord, deliver them from sin and give them the power to become children of God. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit that makes them to commit sin, and I cast that spirit out right now in the name of Jesus. I break every yoke of the devil over their life, and I ask, O God, for their freedom in Jesus' name. Lord, touch everyone listening to me who needs a miracle, whether it's a miracle of salvation or restoration or healing or deliverance. Let them receive it right now in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I trust that the word of God has touched you. Why not call me and tell me what God has done? You can call me also if you need prayers or counseling, or you have questions. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you till I come your way again. Same time, same station.